For nearly 2,000 years until May 1948, the Jewish people had no country to call their own. The Romans eventually expelled all Jews from Jerusalem and Israel after the Jewish-Roman Wars of the 1st and 2nd centuries. By the late 19th century, amid much European anti-Semitism, the notion of Zionism, the idea that Jews should return to the land of Israel, began to take hold of many Jewish people.
Yesterday morning, at 2:41 a.m., at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces to the Allied Expeditionary Force.
After World War II and the Jewish Holocaust, sentiments in the West were very much with the Jewish people, and so the State of Israel was recognised and ratified, with the partition of Palestine being declared by the UN in 1947. Unsurprisingly, this was not accepted by the Arabs already living there, and they described the declaration of the State of Israel as Al-Nakba, the catastrophe. May 14th, 1948, Israel came into being. Arab armies soon invaded the new country, however by 1949 they were driven back, with Israel extending its territories and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians being driven from their homes or fleeing for their lives. Israel soon felt surrounded and hated. They built up their army, and by 1956, with the Suez Crisis in Egypt, Israel proved to their neighbours and themselves that they were a mighty foe. In 1967, the Six-Day War. This kicked off when Israel took Egypt's leader President Nasser's saber-rattling and his call for Arabs to take action against Israel as a green light to destroy his unprepared air force. Again, Israel was victorious and gained yet more territory, including control of Jerusalem. Following another attack from Egypt in October 1973, Israel's neighbour finally signed a peace deal in 1979 with them. Relations between the Israelis and the Palestinians have never been easy, and since 1948 there's been much fighting, during which time the Arabs have been forced into less and less territory. Palestinian lands now lie in three places: a strip of land on the west called the Gaza Strip, the borderlands between Israel and Syria in the north called the Golan Heights, and a larger area east of Jerusalem, curiously called the West Bank. The West Bank is highly disputed territory, with many Israeli settlers moving in and grabbing land from the Arabs. These settlements have been declared illegal by the UN. Since the 1940s, the situation between the Israelis and the Palestinians has tragically defeated peacemakers from all generations, and seems set to continue for many years to come.